right? So your message needs to be memorable. If you sound like everyone else in your category, you're going to blend in. And you need to develop your voice for something that you believe in. You need to develop your conviction, your thought leadership. You need to be able to dial in hot headlines that stop the scroll and get someone's attention. You need to become a compelling storyteller. And you need to be able to stop the scroll with your thought leadership and give people a paradigm shift to think differently about their challenges or think differently about their solutions.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
All right. Welcome to the Reliable Referrals Playbook. Who's excited? Who's excited to like grow your business by six figures through reliable referrals? And this is not theory. This is actually what can happen when you focus your attention and you put in a system for a reliable referral. So yes, please. Absolutely. Because once you dial in your focus, your behavior, your content, and how you are making connections online, this is something that can be systematized for growth. And I'll be breaking this down for you throughout the next 5 days. Okay, take notes and complete your playbook as you go, and you'll get the most out of this conversation here today. So why this conversation? Why now? Why is it important to talk about reliable referrals? And there were some comments that you posted in your assessment. So if you haven't taken the Reliable Revenue Scorecard, it's a wonderful assessment to bring you some immediate clarity on where you have strength in your business to generate consistent revenue and where you need to be focusing your attention. But here are the things that you shared with me in some of those assessments. And that was the need for a clear strategy and a plan. So some of the direct comments were, I have a great plan on paper for the next quarter, 3 years, 10 years, but I don't know how to achieve my goals with ease. And I don't have a solid strategy to feel like it will be achievable. So it's one thing to have a revenue goal. It's another thing to have a plan that's guaranteed to make you reach that revenue goal. And that's what a reliable referral playbook is. It's literally a guarantee that if you dial in your strategy, which is going to be unique to every person in this room, this is not a cookie cutter approach. If you dial in your strategy, you will be able to rely on a six-figure lead stream this year that you didn't have in 2023. So again, lack of clear strategy from going where I am, which is lots of confidence in my value, to a clear set of actions. I have way too many ideas to grow my business and need help to find the needle movers. And this is so common, right? So for any entrepreneur, you have 16 different ways you could grow your business, but you only need to focus on two or three to be super successful. And if you are diluting your attention, you're diluting your focus, then you're compromising your returns on those investments. And then there are sales and marketing challenges, right? So when you left corporate to start your business, you have expertise. You have expertise in solving problems that have value for your clients. You might not be a sales and marketing expert. So there's so much more about sales and strategy to grow your business, and you're looking for someone to help you support you in that in your learning. So welcome to the room. This is exactly the right place to be. And visibility is your greatest need. And I have hired a social media manager. I have some strong opinions about visibility and outsourcing your visibility. So we can talk about that this week as well. Visibility is currency. Visibility right now in this market and these conditions is a requirement for growing your business. And it may even feel uncomfortable for some of you as we talk about that visibility strategy this week, because it might be more exposure than you're comfortable with. But don't worry, we will give you a formula for making that so much easier for your business. And of course, the reason why we're all here today is client acquisition and retention. So I'm hoping to develop a strategy to convert my ideal prospects to clients and earn some consistent revenue. So it's a two-pronged approach, right? So we need an attraction strategy to generate more leads, and then you need to get well-versed in the conversation to convert more of those leads into paying clients. And financial planning and revenue goals. So I should be setting monthly, quarterly, and yearly revenue goals, and I don't feel like I can control lead gen. Setting revenue goals seems like an exercise in futility. We're going to bust that one today because I'm going to show you a clear path to the cash so that it is not an exercise in futility, but you have a direct roadmap for what you need to do in order to reach your revenue goals. If you don't have revenue goals, then you're directionless. And the first thing you need to do is decide how much realistic revenue you can create in your business this year. And then many of you said, I need coaching and I need some external support. So welcome to the room. Welcome to my world. I know I need coaching, so I'm hoping to make enough money to pay for coaching. So we'll talk about when the right time to invest in coaching is. And I'm looking for support at all levels as I'm just getting started. So if you're just getting started, this is a little bit more advanced because the first thing you need to do is learn what your basic business foundation is. You know, what are your packages? What are your pricing? What is your messaging? But this will show you your exact next step once you dial in all of those pieces. And then, of course, there's a mindset. Entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey. It is a journey that will kick up all of your stuff, meaning, you know, wherever you go, there you are. So whatever patterns of self-sabotage or patterns of mind messery that you get stuck in, this is time to start to address those. So people want to develop as a new pivot to your work, and my mindset needs to shift. And I'm noticing how much fear holds me back, especially around packaging and pricing. So fear is, it's sticky, it's slippery. You don't get rid of it. You learn how to dance with it. And that's one of my specialties, is being bilingual in the mindset and skill set it takes to make six-figure revenue growth predictable in your business. And it's absolutely possible. I am proof of that. My clients are proof of that. So where are you on your journey? So type in chat 1, 2, or 3. 1, if you're an established entrepreneur, but referrals are slow in coming, or you're launching something brand new. 2, if you're a growing entrepreneur, maybe you have some ups and downs in revenue and you would like more predictable cash flow. And 3, for those of you who are just getting started, meaning you're earning less than $250,000 in revenue, and you'd love to be able to crack the code to multiple six figures. So type in chat 1, 2, or 3 so we get a reading on the room. And I know everyone is going to be across the full spectrum, but that's great. So look at this week through the lens of where you are. For those of you who are at 2s, maybe you're already at 250K and above, and you're really looking to dial that in to get to mid six figures. Or if you're an established entrepreneur and you're already at 500,000 and you're looking to scale up to 7 figures. So what's your referral score? Before we dive into today's training, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is low and 5 is high, and this is in your workbook, by the way, and I'm not going to be calling out what's in your workbook, but right now I am on, what happened to our page numbers? They disappeared. Right now I'm on page 2, the first page of content. Asked for by name, the 4C strategy for reliable referrals. What is your referral score? So where 1 is low and 5 is how, successful have you been in getting business from referrals? And where are those referrals coming from? Are they coming from former colleagues in corporate? Do you have a formal referral partner network? Or is it ad hoc? Is it just from friends and other associates or any combination? Yeah, so it looks like it's on the low end. It looks like everyone could use a few more referrals. All right, a little bit about me for those of you who are new in the room, and I'll share a little bit about me every day as we're in the room together. I was a corporate leader. I'm an accidental entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship was not in my DNA. I did not have parents who were business owners. I never expected to be a business owner. I was climbing the corporate ladder until I got to a place where I was satisfied and I didn't want to go any further. So my StrengthFinders is I'm strategic. I am an activator. I'm a relator, which makes me a great networker and a good one at developing referral relationships, woo, winning others over. And I have that curse of being a super achiever. So I have that achiever gene in my DNA. I led an internal startup at my company from zero to 32 million in 30 months. And then at that time, I found myself facing a divorce. I was burnt out. I hit menopause. And my mother's dementia was advancing rapidly. And I thought, well, perfect time to jump off the corporate ladder and start a business. And I replaced my salary in 3 years. And those 5 years from startup, we had a 70% year-over-year growth rate for those first 5 years. And my accidental six-figure lead source was that I created a referral network by accident. I joined a professional network and became an active member. And as I learned to love the members of that network, I decided that from the members that I was meeting, I could do a talk, right? And so I was frequently delivering webinars and workshops. And in that one webinar that I delivered for that one network, we had 550 people sign up for that talk. We had 200 people sign up, and I filled my entire one-on-one coaching practice. At that point, I was a life reinvention career coach, and I filled up my entire practice in that one webinar. And that's when it occurred to me that, wow, this is a fantastic strategy for creating reliable referrals. And what happened was those clients from that network went back to the network. And whenever anyone was, after I launched the Launch Lab, whenever anyone said, oh, I want to move from corporate and launch a business, who is the first person that they referred to? It was me. And once I realized that I could pour into my networks and get a steady stream of reliable referrals, what do you think I did? I joined more networks. I started pouring into those communities, and I started getting multiple six-figure lead streams from these various communities of which I was a member. So that is part of the training that we're doing here today, and we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. So what is a referral network? I want to define it for all of us today. It could be a network of colleagues. It could be current and former clients. It could be members of your professional networks or associates who might share your ideal clients. It could be former colleagues from corporate, associates who are in different markets, formal referral networks. So if anyone has heard of BNI, the Business Network International, that's a network that exists in local communities in order to refer to people who are members of the group. Right. And so that's a formalized model that has been proven to work. I belong to one called the Dames. I'm not in love with the name, but if you're a Dame, post the Dames in chat. Love to see my Dame sisters here. So that is an active referral network. In fact, I just volunteered to create a pod for people who serve women who have left corporate. And we will formulate an active referral network amongst us. And you can create your own referral network. So that's something else that I'm doing, is creating a rich referral network with active referral partners. So a rich referral network is not when you have sporadic referrals from someone in your community who just refers to you by accident. These are referrals by intention, and that's what we're breaking down for you this week. How can you be intentional about getting referrals in your business? So here are the four C's of reliable referrals. This is the Reliable Referrals Playbook, and we're going to dive into each one of these four areas for the rest of the week. So how do you generate reliable referrals? You can build your own network online just by following this four-step framework in the Reliable Referrals Playbook, and you have this picture in your workbook. Every person in this room has a wealth of connections that you're not even engaging with. You're sitting on top of a mountain of opportunity that you're not paying attention to. And regardless of how active you are online and in social media, I know this to be true. So I want you to think for a minute, how many people do you have in your LinkedIn network that are followers? How many people are following you in other channels? And how many people are on your mailing list? And how often are you cultivating connections with those followers? So most of the people that are in our potential referral ecosystem, we're not even connecting with. And so the first step in reliable referrals is to connect. And how do you purposefully connect to others who might be ideal customers or who might refer to you? You know, we have weekly practices for proactive outreach, and our content is so dialed in that we are connecting with people in our networks through compelling content and through offering free resources. So that is part of the strategy. And we're going to dive deep into how to create compelling content, because any of you may think, and we'll talk about team and who to outsource to on Thursday as well, but you can't outsource your thought leadership. Just think about that for a moment. People are buying your expertise. You can't outsource your thought leadership to a social media marketing manager who doesn't have your wealth of expertise. So if you're paying for, you know, some watered down social media posts or some carousels or pictures with words on them that aren't generating real connections for you, that aren't leading to conversations, that aren't converting into clients, then you're wasting your time with your content. So how many followers do you have? Who feels like you're not doing content regularly? You have 4,000 followers. You're posting daily in LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube once a week. So I would ask you, is that getting you conversations with potential clients? You know, since you have less than 100, it's something to keep working on, right? So you need to grow your referral network. So these are your referral partners. These are your future clients. These are our people. And I'll go into detail in a moment about why this is so important right now, because the markets are changing and what was working before isn't working any longer. We have 1 billion users on LinkedIn. We have 1.4 billion on Instagram, 3 billion on Facebook, right? And so, and if you belong to industry associations, professional networks, or mastermind groups, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of other connections that you're not tapping into. So how do you stand out when the market is this crowded if you're not looking at the people in your ecosystem and making connections and then creating engaging content that gets them excited, that helps them, you know, solve a challenge or connecting for a conversation? And I'm not talking about coffee chats. You ain't got no time for coffee chats. Coffee chats are not worthwhile. They're not an effective use of your time. So we need to use your content and conversations online to cull through who is an appropriate prospect to have a conversation with. And then you need to ask for the conversation. So who here has trouble asking for a conversation? Who feels sleazy or pitchy or salesy if you want to engage in someone in conversation? So what are the key aspects of having a conversation that converts? And what is the framework for having a converting conversation? What are the questions that you actually ask? So who's excited about that? I mean, this is like, these are the keys to the kingdom, my friend. These are the things that will help you grow your business this year. And you need to be proactive. So this week, you'll also learn to be seen and heard above the noise in your market and become easily referable by those whom you personally know and even those you don't know. I get referrals from people who I don't personally know. I get referrals from people who have listened to a podcast. I get referrals from people who have attended a free training that I did 6 months or a year ago, and they didn't become a client, but they love my message and they refer others to me. So here are the four C's. Connect with people in your network who represent your ideal clients or ideal referral partners. Extend the invitation. Leverage the ability to connect with people who match your ideal client profile and engage them in conversation. And note that I didn't say link slap people, right? So we do not post a link without permission, right? So we are curious about getting to know you. What made you launch your business? What is your biggest challenge right now? If we have a free resource for you, we'll share it with you. If we have a podcast episode, we're going to go through the revenue calculator in a minute. It's another free resource we share. It's about extending an invitation to people. You join those industry networks and professional associations and connect with the members intentionally. Don't have time for coffee chats, as I said, neither do I. So host group sessions where you can meet more people in 30 minutes than spending hours on 15-minute coffee chats that go nowhere. So we want to leverage your time because as the CEO of a growing business, especially if you're at that level three, where you're in hyper growth mode or in your level two in growth mode, your time as a CEO gets really dialed in. And in content, it's important to know what to say when you reach out to potential clients or partners. What is the number one challenge they're dealing with? How can you be of service to them? And how can you come from a place of giving rather than getting? And that goes a long way in developing a strong referral network, along with knowing what to say, right? So your message needs to be memorable. If you sound like everyone else in your category, you're going to blend in. And you need to develop your voice for something that you believe in. You need to develop your conviction, your thought leadership. You need to be able to dial in hot headlines that stop the scroll and get someone's attention. You need to become a compelling storyteller. And you need to be able to stop the scroll with your thought leadership and give people a paradigm shift to think differently about their challenges or think differently about their solutions. And you need to be consistent with your content. It's not enough to be thought-provoking once a month or even once a week. And if you're in five different social media platforms, maybe you need to dial it into just two and really work those programs to maximum effectiveness, because each social media platform will have a different strategy that will work for it, right? So you can't be repurposing content from one platform to the other and expect it's going to land in a different environment. And your message needs to stand out, to be different, innovative. Give your clients that new way of thinking. And then conversations. You can't rely on your content to do the selling for you. So if you have been posting in social media and you are waiting for someone to reach out to you and connect with you, it's not going to happen. You need to engage in conversation. Well, I won't say it's not going to happen. It's a rare occurrence. It's not something that you can bank on. So what we want to do is make sure that you have dialed in your strategy for engaging conversations with potential buyers or potential referral partners or potential speaking contacts. Many of the entrepreneurs I know are introverts. It's very uncomfortable to talk to strangers, and I have a cure for that. So who here hates networking events? I can't stand networking events. Here's the reason. Because it's overwhelming and it's uncomfortable to talk to strangers. So when you enter a room and it's a networking event, you're thinking, oh my God, like how quickly can I get out of here? And how do I navigate this space and find who I can relate to? Who's going to be a good connection for me, whether it's a good prospect connection, a good referral partner connection? So does anyone remember the TV show Cheers? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. So my Cheers strategy is something that I'm going to share with you this week too, and I can't hold a tune, so I'm sorry about that. But it's about getting in the right rooms and becoming known as the leader in those rooms. I would rather stand in front of the room. Yes, as an introvert, I'd rather stand in front of the room, pour into that room, and have people waiting in line to talk to me than going into a room of strangers and trying to figure out who I'm supposed to meet. All right, convert. Once you connect, you offer relevant content and you engage in conversation. It's time to create conversations that convert into clients. And when I first start working with my clients, most don't know how to sell. They are great in their zone of genius as coaches or consultants or other experts, but they truly suck at sales. And they don't like sales because they're not good at sales. And they're not good at sales for one of these three reasons. They overcoach, they overteach, they talk too much, they make it about themselves, they feel like they have to pitch their offers. And I know this is more than three reasons. I just can't stop. And they end up without a sale. So high converting conversations are those that when you're a great listener, you don't have to say much about your offer. This is not a pitch. This is not a coaching session. This is not a consult. This is an exploration of the challenges and desires that your potential client is experiencing right now. And many find the sales process unpleasant. And what do you do when something's unpleasant? You avoid it, right? So you're not engaging in sales conversations because it feels uncomfortable. So that's the first thing that we need to get over. To benefit from this reliable referral network, you need to be good at closing the deals. And most left to their own devices, either speed through the offer, don't make an offer at all, fail to follow up in an effective way. So we're also going to talk about standard operating procedures and systems and processes this week so that you don't fail on the follow-up. So here are some trends. This is why this conversation is so important, is that the market is changing, right? So we've all experienced inflation and shifts in spending power. So inflation erodes people's purchasing power, leading the people and the businesses to start cutting back on spending. So since services like coaching and consulting are often seen as discretionary or nice to haves, they can be particularly vulnerable when people tighten their belts. We're in a time of economic and political uncertainty. There's chaos on the world stage. In the US, we're entering into an election year. So whenever we have these uncertainties in the outside world and these geopolitical tensions and the aftermath of the pandemic, businesses and individuals tend to be more cautious. And that caution can result in longer sales cycles, lower close rates. So if you've been experiencing that in the last year, longer sales cycles, lower close rates in the coaching consulting industry, it's normal. You're not alone. And we're going to talk about how to get over that. And that's the other reason why the Reliable Referrals Playbook is not a nice to have right now. It is essential for you to manage through these fluctuations in demand. We also have digital transformation, the advent of AI. So we're on the leading edge in coaching our clients how to use AI tools to their advantage. And we're also very cautionary on how to use AI tools in a way that might be too generic. So when we're talking about thought leadership does not come from AI. Thought leadership comes from your own, from working your own thoughts, from working your own strategies and theories and positioning them in a way that is compelling, right? And we need to adapt and be resilient. So many coaches and consultants have adapted their offerings. Maybe it's time, maybe you're here because it's time to offer something new, because what you were selling is no longer landing and you need to start focusing on different challenges, or you need to shift your message in a different way because people are thinking about work differently. So this is particularly effective in areas that consultants are facing with DEI, with the return to work, with leadership challenges, so that you can maintain and grow in these challenging times. And the last, of course, is your value proposition and ROI, you know, demonstrating clear ROI. And I'm going to break that down with you as well, with a whole new formula of how to talk about return on investment with your potential clients. So it's increasingly important for you to talk about ROI and in your sales conversations, because that will impact your sales success rates. In fact, we have a term that we've coined called ROA, which is return on advantage, and we'll be able to share that ROA formula with you as well. So why does it matter? I mean, it's critical in this market when prospects are more discerning. Companies are taking longer to make decisions. Everyone is budget conscious, spend adverse. For many coaches, you aren't the first coach this person has hired. And if they have been burned in the past by high ticket programs that underdelivered, they're going to be hesitant to trust you. And that's why steps 1, 2, and 3 are super important in the 4Cs model, is because they're reputation builders. You need to build your referral network with an excellent reputation. And that is the framework for today's conversation. And as I mentioned before, the active referral network is a necessity right now. It's not a nice to have, it's a necessity. So I want to bring this home with you, and I'll do a mini demo with someone in the room. So if you're willing to share your revenue goal, this is for someone who already has packages and already has pricing already established in their business. So we want to figure out how many referrals do you need, right? We want to be intentional for those people who don't have revenue goals or who have revenue goals and you don't have a plan to achieve those revenue goals. This part of our conversation is going to be critical for you here today. This helps you become very intentional with your time. So would love for a volunteer. I want people who already have package prices. Hey, there you are.
Good to see you, Deb.
Good to see you too. We're going to pull up the revenue calculator. Have you played with this before?
I have. It's been a long time that I used it 2 years ago, maybe something like it from you.
Okay, cool. And it is the tool that my clients love best. It is one of the easiest ways to figure out how you're actually going to meet your revenue goal. If you don't mind sharing, you can use a fictitious goal if you want, but what is the revenue goal that we're playing with?
$150,000.
And what are your offers?
I'll do the mid-range at $3,888.
Okay.
One-on-one, I do by the hour.
We have to cure you of that.
$325 an hour.
That doesn't help me. What is the average value of an hourly rate client for you?
I try to get 6 visits out of them. So they run about $2,000, $2,100.
All right. That's what we're going to put in. The average value of a client.
Clients don't want to commit for 6 months or don't want to commit to 4 months. I still change it up a little bit.
Okay. And do you have any other offers?
Those are my 2.
Okay. And how much revenue do you want to come from your mid-level versus your high level? Is it 50-50? Is it 60-40?
I'd really like 75-25, 75% mid-range. I'm in the middle of changing my packages, but right now those are the 2 I'm focused on because they're working well.
Okay, great. Do you know what your sales close rate is?
About 25%.
Okay. All right. So for those of you who are seeing this calculator for the first time, and there is a link to it in your workbook, so you can download it and play with it overnight so that you have some clarity in what your goal is. So for you, Christy, to make $150,000 with these package prices, you need to work with 47 clients during the course of this year. Do you know how many clients you worked with last year?
Yeah, not that many. I'm really taking off right now quite well. I finished 10 last year, all paid, 10 each paid about $3,200. So I made $32,000 in the last quarter of last year. I had launched fully last fall.
Okay. So one of the things that we need to do is dial these in. And what I'd love to see is this a one-to-one program too, mid?
Small group.
It's small group. Okay.
4 at a time.
Okay.
So all I can manage is I still work full time.
Oh, you still work full time. Okay. So you're limited. So could you even handle 47 clients working full time?
Not right now, but my contract with my job ends in October. So I'm going full time with the trying to scale it sequentially.
So what I'm going to recommend to you is that we look at increasing your prices. So, you know, we want to get to a place where, I mean, ideally these are still low, but you have at least a $5,000 offer, right? So dealing with 30 clients in a year, your first year in business, especially if you are still employed, is going to be a heavy lift. What this number is, everyone, is this is the number of sales conversations she has to have every week at this 25% sales close ratio in order to get 33 clients, and she needs to talk to 133 prospects in the course of the year. So thank you for being a good sport and demoing the revenue calculator with me. So for most of you, as you do the revenue calculator for yourself, I want you to look and ask yourself, is my revenue goal realistic? Do I have enough connections in my professional networks that I could generate enough leads in order to make this revenue goal a reality? So I'm going to close us out here with the rest of the presentation, and then we can take questions. So your homework in your workbook is to identify the professional networks, the industry associations, and the groups where your ideal clients gather. Make a list of trusted colleagues who share your ideal client avatar. So ICA is your ideal client avatar, which is the profile of your ideal client, but they're adjacent to you in your category, right? So if you're a business coach like I am, or business mentor like I am, adjacent to my category are leadership consultants, executive coaches who may be coaching women in corporate and have clients who have made the decision to make the leap to entrepreneurship. It could be social media strategists, branding consultants, copywriters, anyone who serves my ideal client community, but they're not direct competitors. So your homework is to make a list of target people. And there are two types of people. And there are people, and you know them, who are transactional, who are in it for themselves, and who are very in it for the sale. Those are the people that slap you links day in, day out on your social media direct message feed. They are transactional. They are looking at a numbers game and figure if enough people are going to pop, if I post 100 links, you know, maybe I'm going to get 2. And then there are relators and uplifters. And I fall into category number 2. And in my 11 years as a business coach and mentor and advisor, I find that relators and uplifters are the ones that have more success because givers gain, givers gain. So what are your takeaways? What will you do with today's information? Where is your six-figure lead stream? So what is your biggest takeaway from our conversation today? And we can go into Q&A. So I'm going to turn it over to Kat.
Hey, everyone. So we had a couple questions come through, and I want to start with, during the convert call that you mentioned, Deb, as you listen to their challenges, do you offer solutions at that point?
I don't offer a solution until the very end, if it's a good fit. Yeah, so the purpose of a converting conversation is to get people to understand why they're there and what they want, what keeps them stuck and why they don't have it already, and to create some urgency around it because we're human and we have unconscious brains, this unconscious mind that is so indelibly connected to staying the same, right? So the nuances of a sales conversation, I did a podcast interview with Chris Voss that just published last week. If you've ever read his book, Never Split the Difference, he's an FBI hostage, former FBI hostage negotiator. And the purpose of sales conversations is to really help people understand what they want, why they don't have it, and what the value of change is, because left to our own devices, people are not motivated to change. That's we awesome. Want to change logically. We want six figures. We want a certain revenue goal, but we're not willing to change our minds in order to get it. Is that helpful?
It is. Do you typically follow up with a free coaching call that then give them a sample or no?
Okay. No samples. No free samples. My free samples are is the content, and my clients are laughing. My free samples are the content that you get in and out. This is a free sample. You know, this is being in the room with me. This is getting live support from me. This is getting a sense of, you know, how I think and support my clients. So your webinar, your workshop, that's your free sample, not a sales conversation. By the time people get in conversation with you, they should be ready to take action.
Thank you.
Anyone else? What's the next question?
So next question, does 133 contacts include one-to-many interactions?
So one-to-many interactions are the one-to-many, you mean in a sales situation?
Yeah. Does she need to have 133 individual?
Yeah, those are individuals. She may sell them into a group or she may sell them into one-on-one, but those are discrete individuals.
Okay.
I don't recommend having converting conversations in a group. I think, you know, people need the safe container to explore possibility and to share their challenges because it's vulnerable. Yeah. Any other questions?
Yep. We have one more here. Can you cover the bottom part of the revenue calculator again? Total clients. Is that monthly new clients or monthly total clients?
So on the revenue calculator, this is 3 per week. These are 3 conversations per week. So my assumption, you don't see the formulas, but behind the formula is assuming you have a 48-week year, because you take 4 weeks of vacation, I hope, a year where you're not working, then if I divide 133 by 48, that should be 3 conversations a week. Does that help?
That helps. Thank you, Dad.
Okay, cool. Does anyone else have a question?
Hi. Yes, I just was wondering, in the process of starting conversations, what are some examples of how you're offering as what we call gift to our connections in this referral building process?
Yeah, so it depends. There's levels of gifts. So for my formal active referral partners, where we're actively referring and sharing each other's content, then there is a flat fee. There's a cash compensation. There's a referral bonus that I send along. For those who are just friends who happen to send along a referral and we're not formal referral partners, then I send a gift. How to get those conversations? You ask. You ask, would it be helpful for you right now if we could talk more deeply about this issue? Yeah, so you invite people to schedule time with you on your calendar. All right, my friends, take care.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.